Hello, and today I shall be talking about I will shall.
Lovely. I will be talking about John Wayne Gacy.
So he was an American serial killer whose victims were young boys and young men. So one of his victims' names is Robert Peace Peist Peast. I'm so sorry, people. there is basically he would meet them because like if his job like he was either it might be like one of his clients like he was a clown and he was like a birthday party clown, and so he was like really, yeah, it was creepy. He was really, he tried to play like the perfect husband. He had like two wives previously. Well, he had married, then divorced. Some of his background there. His motive for doing this was pleasure. For forensic evidence, it would be the remains of his 26 victims in the crawl space of his house. And there was like apparently like an odor. And people are like, oh, it's so nasty. And he's like, he blamed the like moisture in the air. He became the suspect because he was last seen with Robert Peist. So like at least give y'all like a happy ending right now. He was found guilty by the jury and sentenced to die by lethal injection. He murdered at least like 33 people, like 26 of them. I don't know if that is like the exact number. So 26 or 27 of them were found like in his house, and then the others were found like the river that was close to his home. So like from an early childhood, it was proven like he was like a sadist, like he was into like people's pain. And he so yeah. He would maybe like he would get his victims like from maybe bus stops or something, and so he would like pretend he was an officer, then take them to his home, offer them drinks, and then he would take them to his house. And due to him being like a birthday party clown, he had like this trick where he would handcuff himself, and then he would have the key in his fingers and he would unlock it, but then he would try to trick the other people into doing it, and his victims into doing it. And he said the trick would be, he'd always say to them, the trick would be you always have to have the key. And then he would rape them and torture them, and then he would finally kill them. Yeah, a lot to take in there. I was told like he was Mormon, I think. So like I think he was like the only person to be like excommunicated from the church, but don't take my word on it. Yeah, he was just really, he tried to go with the insanity plea, which thankfully the jury didn't buy. Applause all around. I love those smart people. Don't know who they are, but thank you. And yeah. So I just pray that I'm just really glad he was caught. Well, anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day.